We're going next to a remote spot in West Texas. It's one of many places where American pioneers buried their dead during their difficult moves west in the 1800s. Janet Heimlich sent our Saturday postcard after she met a man who tends a grave there.
Tex Duke's pickup truck seems to chuckle as it lumbers along a barren country road. He's traveling just outside Seep Springs, a speck of a town about 100 miles west of Fort Worth. The 86-year-old rancher comes here every day to check on his cattle and an old gravesite at the side of the road.
This is an amazing
collection
of colorful toys and flowers, statues.
The 6-foot-long grave is covered with things a child would love. Dolls, jewelry, teddy bears, a rubber duck, gifts left by passersby.
It gets in a mess. A time or two I've cleaned it all off and tried to dust off the cloth ones and wash them and come back and get all the pennies off of it and smooth it up. It still gets a big mess in a hurry.
Dukes complains that this is a favorite spot for young couples. He stoops to pick up a ripped styrofoam cup near the grave.
About once every 2 weeks or so, I come down this road and pick up all the aluminum cans and bottles so that it won't look too bad as people come down here to look at the little grave.
No one around here knows much about the grave. Many believe a 3-year-old girl was buried here more than 130 years ago when her family was passing through.
Do you know anything about the family at all?
No names, no nothing. Except that the old stagecoach road come over yonder, and I'm sure they was following this route going west and probably got to the top of this steep hill down there, and their teams was wore out, so they just camped for the night. And during the night, this little girl died. So they buried her right here beside the road.
Dukes reads one of 3 stone markers on the grave that have been left over the years.
Little girl, age 3, name unknown, died 1870, moving west.
Another headstone simply asks the question, who is the little girl? Duke says he's collected hundreds of dollars worth of coins that have been tossed on the grave. He says when his conscience starts to bother him, he donates $50 to the Seep Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
How often do you think people leave things here?
Probably 2 or 3 times a week something is put on it. I don't know whether they just throw money on it or throw a toy on it or just what they throw on it, but they think they have to put something on it.
Why do you think that is?
Superstition, I believe.
Duke says he's not superstitious, but tends to the grave as a way of preserving history. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Seep Springs, Texas.